eating, providing food. My name is Carrie Harrison and I'm an educator with a Master's in Education degree, a Bachelor's in Science and Psychology degree and a Certificate in Plant-Based Nutrition. Today I'm talking to Soraya, a wonderful person who has been trying to be vegan for decades. Soraya's main struggle has been dairy, and we find out how Vegan 101 helped her to finally become vegan.
Welcome, Soraya, to Vegan Online Academy podcast. It's absolutely lovely to be here with you today. We've just had a lovely, completely vegan lunch at a vegan Mexican restaurant here in Houston. So, hello, Soraya.
Hi.
So, you just undertook Vegan 101, so we're here to find out all about it. So, can you tell everyone listening a little bit about yourself and give a little bit of background to your vegan journey so far?
So I'm 40 years old and I'm an actress, and I'm new to Houston. When I was 12, I stopped eating meat totally on my own. I was cutting a piece of steak, and I looked at my hand cutting the steak and had this realization that it was the same thing, and I just stopped the meat. And I didn't like fish, so I was just a vegetarian, but probably more like a cheesetarian, because I was substituted the meat with cheese. Cheese was like my everything, and my favorite meals in the world are cheese pizza and cheese enchiladas.
That sounds very similar to my story, except mine was with the chicken, and yes, I can completely concur with the cheese addiction. So we've known each other for about 6 months now, I think. During that time, you've wanted to go vegan, but as far as I understand things, you were finding two areas particularly challenging, dairy in general, due to the cheese addiction that we both used to have, and getting food when you were out and about and at the go. So can you tell us a little bit about what it was like for you before you undertook Vegan 101 in terms of those challenges?
So this is like, I think my third and hopefully third time's a charm attempt at going vegan. The first one was when I was 18. So I had watched some sort of video and decided to go vegan. I knew it was the right thing to do, and I had the youthful courage to move forward with that. I remember being at college, brand new to college, and they had a new student pizza party, and I turned my nose up at the pizza and the Coke even because I was vegan. And then I eventually fell back into eating cheese, and then I even added fish later on. And then after many, many years, so about 7 or 8 months ago, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and decided that I would take my new move as the time to once again try going vegan. So something that's been kind of haunting me with this shadow of guilt for all these years, knowing that it is the right thing to do and I'm not doing it. So I got to Atlanta, Georgia, which I expected to be some kind of sleepy southern town. I had no clue. And it was this vegan mecca. There's vegans everywhere, vegan restaurants everywhere. I was in heaven. It was so easy for me to go vegan for the like 3 weeks that I was there. But then I ended up coming to Houston because of a illness and then death in the family. And when I arrived in Houston, I once again turned back to my old comfort foods. I just felt like I couldn't handle a lifestyle change. But thanks to a vegan meetup that I found with the meetup app, I met Carrie and found out about her course and definitely changed this time.
It's interesting because I think a lot of people have this struggle, just exactly the way you've described it, where they know it's the right thing to do, but things hold them back, or you experience a death in your family, so you had all that trauma to deal with, moving cities, all these kind of things can really throw the veganism into a really difficult place. When I met you few months ago, we've been talking back and forth about dairy and what to do about it and what have you, and then I suggested that you undertake Vegan 101 through Vegan Online Academy. Can you tell me what you initially thought when I made that suggestion about taking an online course to help you transition to veganism?
I just thought that I already know everything. I've seen a lot of documentaries. No amount of information will cure me of my cheese addiction. And no amount of information will give me willpower that I don't have. And so I thought it would really just be a waste of time.
That sounds, and I think that's what probably a lot of people think, is that they feel that they personally lack willpower. So we're going to come on to that in a little bit, because as you find out, it's not necessarily the case. So can you tell us how you found undertaking Vegan 101 and what it was like for you?
It turns out that I really did need a framework or outline and like a really clear purpose and a sense of community. These are all things that I was lacking. It's like my concept of veganism was really fuzzy. There were so many points that were weak for me, and I did need more information and basically like a vegan support system. I really love the section called Coming Out as a Vegan, because I really definitely feel like that's what it's like. I'm a very shy person, and there's this popular stereotype, I guess, of a vegan as this fanatical, militant, demanding, rude jerk. And I don't want to be that person ever, so I feel like Carrie and Vegan 101 offers like the friendly vegan alternative. So coming out in a really patient, friendly, smiling, patient way to my family and friends. My mom came to my house and brought me cookies with, you know, all the things, eggs and dairy and whatnot. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't eat those, I'm vegan, and smiley. And she said, with a grimace and disdain, since when? But instead of like caving and crumbling to that sort of peer pressure, which I have received in the past from friends, family, strangers, restaurant workers, etc., you know, was able to just be aware, I guess, of the fact that I'm not alone in that we all have to deal with that potential ignorance and criticism from others, and to be able to basically also have the information resources to defend like my position in all areas.
That makes absolute sense to me. It sounds like you got a lot out of Vegan 101 in terms of having the information slotting into place in your brain that's maybe been kind of spinning around there, but like you say, you didn't have that framework to fit it all together, and maybe it's filled in a few gaps and cemented everything for you. The big question is, how are you finding standing up now and refusing dairy? It sounds like that from that conversation with your mom that things are a lot easier now.
Yes, definitely. And so I heard referred to a lot of different parts of the course, like taste buds changing, and I do feel that occurring, although definitely in the beginning I didn't believe it would happen to me. But I am doing yoga and sweat a lot, and when my face is sweating, there's this like cheesy odor that's coming out, and now when I look at cheese or smell cheese or think of eating cheese, all I can think of is like sweaty, greasy face. And it's there's some really nasty vegan cheeses that I've smelt and unfortunately tasted, but I tried those like chow cheese, it was super good. And then the Miyoko cheeses, there's like variety. I've had a vegan cheese tasting with those, so you can still do like a cheese. And then there's a new one I haven't tried yet, it's like just like Parmesan and just like this other thing, and it's just so cool because there's just more and more products as there's more and more demand for the products. It's super exciting to be a part of.
Yeah, it is exciting trying all these new things, and I can see in your your face and hearing your voice, how excited you are with trying out all these different things. What changes have you made in terms of eating out? Because I know that that was something that was difficult for you when you were out and about and on the go, got busy life going on, and you just needed to grab something. And also, you spoke to me about not wanting to make a fuss in restaurants, which I don't like to do either. So can you tell us a little bit about eating out and how you manage that now?
Yeah, I feel like from, you know, the past 22 years from when I first started trying to be vegan, and now, luckily, the world has changed. It's a much more vegan-friendly place, I think, than it used to be. Even in a place like Houston, Texas, which I perceive as being super, like, anti-vegan, but I've found everyone to be really friendly, understanding, and accommodating, and it might just be the friendly vegan smile. But yeah, every time I just ask really nicely if they could leave the cheese off or without mayo, or if they have a vegan option, they are extremely accommodating. And then again, with just the mental shift, like I was at my regular cafe this morning, and I used to get the egg taco or the bean and cheese or the this, and like they've been out of the vegan taco for a while, and I heard someone ordering the bean, egg, and cheese taco, and normally, you know, that would have had my stomach growling and my taste or my mouth watering, and I would start my pity party as to why I can't have that. But today I was just like, egg, ew, cheese, ew, like why does he want to contaminate his beans with all that?
Hit the nail on the head there with this idea of the mental shift, because when you were not having success and kind of falling off the wagon, as it were, before, you were saying, berating yourself for not having enough willpower. And I feel that so many people do this. They think, oh, it's just me, I'm weak-willed, I can't do it, I'm just given to temptation so easily and I haven't got the mental willpower to do it. But actually, 6 out of 7 people who try to go vegan fail, and it's because they're trying to do it through a force of willpower. And from a psychological perspective, we know that trying to do anything through willpower alone is almost always bound to fail. You need to be able to understand why you're doing things and to back that up with hard facts and evidence so that your brain does actually engage in a complete mental shift. And that's what Vegan 101's all about. And rather than having a particular constant battle over a food such as dairy, you now understand, once you've gone through Vegan 101, people will understand why dairy is so wrong, why it's so bad for you, all the cruelty involved, so that they're not having this constant battle. Do you feel that that's been the case with you in terms of willpower versus this mental shift?
Definitely. If you knew me, you would know that I have no willpower. But I feel like a deep internal change, and that's really what have to happen for me. And now I don't have to struggle with each food choice each time I go to a store or a restaurant, because the path is just clear for me now.
Yeah, and it just makes me so happy to hear that, because I know I've seen people who've been vegan for a long time. Maybe they've been vegan for a year or more, and they're still talking about, oh, I really wish I could have the cream cakes at work, or oh, there was this scone, I really wanted to have it. That's no way that you can't live your life like that. You have to be able to understand on a deep level as to why you're making those choices, and then suddenly things become so easy and so simple. Vegan 101 costs $190 to undertake, and now some would say that that's a reasonable sum of money. Do you feel it's worth the price in terms of the time it saved you, the mental struggle it saved you, the worry it's lifted off of your shoulders?
Yeah, let's see, what is it? Veganism, priceless, for everything else there's MasterCard. No. it's just a number, it's just money, you'll spend it anyway. And for to have successfully achieve something that I never really thought I was personally capable of, I would, you know, I would definitely pay it, you know, several times over. And then to think of, you know, they say that people on the Whole Foods plant-based diet are the healthiest people, and that the vegan blood fights cancer cells. And so to think of the years that maybe now added to my life, I mean, what a bargain.
That's brilliant. So that's the way I think about it. Anytime I've spent money in the past, when I went through my own transition period and I spent quite a lot of money there, and also just anytime I'm thinking, well, buying organic food or whatever it is, I always think, well, that's an investment in my future, my long-term health. So I agree with you. Talking of the future, how hopeful are you for the future now, and do you think that you're now going to be vegan for life?
Yes, the future is vegan.
Any final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners?
I just want to bring up what Dr. Salish Rao has said in his talk that was in the course. You suffer when your actions aren't in alignment with who you are. And so I think that's the biggest thing that's happened for me, is I'm able to like myself now, like kind of quote unquote look in the mirror, because yeah, my actions are now finally in alignment with my principles, and I can't tell you how good that feels. Also, I just feel like lighter and have more energy and a sense of like overall like purity in my life.
Yay, that sounds fantastic, and I completely understand where you're coming from. When I thought for years that I couldn't be vegan and healthy, hence why I was vegetarian for the animals, but still thought that you had to eat dairy. And when I find out that you don't need dairy to be healthy, it was just amazing, because I felt finally, once and for all, I could be the person that I wanted to be. So my ethics were lined up with my actions, just like you were talking about. So completely agree with you. Thank you very much, Soraya, for sharing your thoughts and your vegan journey. And we wish you the very best, and keep eating those plants.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to this Vegan Online Academy podcast. If you are interested in transitioning to veganism, Vegan 101 is the class for you. Our online course will ensure that you are successful and find transitioning easy. Check it out now at veganonlineacademy.com.